This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. There are warnings of gales in Fisher. The general synopsis at 1800. New highs expected Fitzroy 1022 and near East Faroes 1027 by 1800 Saturday. High Humber 1024 dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, east 40s. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in the Utsiras. Showers. Good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, East Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later in Cromarty. Mainly fair, fog patches for a time in Cromarty and 4th. Good, occasionally very poor for a time in Cromarty and 4th. West Dogger. Northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Mainly fair. Moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in East Fisher and 4 in Southwest German Bight. Fair, good. Humber, Thames. Variable becoming northeast later, 2 to 4. Coastal fog patches developing for a time in West. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in West. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay. Cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in northwest and 6 later in southeast. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 5 or 6 later in southeast. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, fair but in Sole, showers, thundery at first, and fog patches developing in Sole and Fastnet. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Sole and Fastnet. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic, becoming southwesterly later, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Mallon. Variable 2 to 4, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey. East or northeast, veering southwest later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly fair, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northerly or northwesterly, veering easterly or southeasterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in northeast Fair Isle. Showers, good. And southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northeast by north, 2, 8 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north, 4, 24 miles, 1024, steady. Lerwick, west by north, 4, 30 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest, 1, 6 miles, 1024, now falling. Aberdeen, north-northeast, 1, 6 miles, 1023, steady. Lucas, northeast by east, 2, mist, 4 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Boomer, calm, fog, 2 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Bridlington, west 2, 1,023, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 5 miles, 1,023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1,022. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 3, 1,021, now falling. Jersey, east by north 4, 11 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 5, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, east-southeast 4, 5 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east-southeast 2, 24 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast 3, 24 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Valley, southeast by east 1, 15 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by south 2, 12 miles, 1,022, now falling. Valentia, southeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north 3, 19 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Mallon Head, southeast by south 4, 19 miles, 1,021, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 3, 19 miles, 1,022, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure extending from the north across the United Kingdom will give mainly fine weather with generally light or moderate breezes. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, veering north or northeast 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers in northeast. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, becoming southeast later, 2 to 4. Fog patches developing in Firth of Forth. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Firth of Forth. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable, becoming mainly northeast later, 2 to 4. Fog patches developing near shore. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor near shore. Gibraltar Point to Northvorland. Variable, becoming northeasterly later, 2 to 4. Fog patches developing near shore. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor near shore. Northvorland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming mainly east 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 3 or less, showers later, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times later in North Channel. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, mainly east, 2 to 4. Fair, good. At the Merchant Point to Cape Wrath, east or northeast, 3 to 5, veering south or southeast later, fair, good. And Shetland Isles, northwest, veering north, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later, showers, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. And as I often said, it's wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. John McCandless writes to say, I always listen to the shipping forecast in Killock, which, as you probably know, was always mentioned in the shipping forecast when the local station was open. And I'm particularly pleased to hear the Gaelic good night, and now also the Manx Gaelic. Evi, as my mother and her family were also Manx. Yes, that's my colleague Amanda Litherland, and now also in Welsh, I believe. Yes, that's Nostar from Richard Evans. He says, I used to fly a light aircraft to and from Northern Ireland back in the day, and your forecast used to give me an idea of what to expect the next day. That's from John McCandless in Killock in County Down. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night, Ehawa.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Top American and Iranian officials head to Pakistan for peace talks.
If you've got that change of government to that extent, the extra powers that the Revolutionary Guards have got, it doesn't bode very well for a peaceable future for the people of Iran.
Reports that Washington is considering ways to punish NATO members it believes haven't supported the US in the current conflict. That could include trying to expel Spain from the defensive alliance.
The Spanish government's position is clear. Full cooperation with our allies, but always within the framework of international law.
A new film about Michael Jackson prompts controversy for what it doesn't show.
They were originally intending to deal with some of the abuse allegations, but for legal reasons, those scenes could not appear in the final movie.
And police investigate claims a hairdryer was used to manipulate a weather sensor in order to win a bet. First, the news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. The White House says President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and son-in-law Jared Kushner will travel to Pakistan on Saturday for more talks on ending the war with Iran. An Iranian delegation led by the Foreign Minister, Abbas Araghchi, has already arrived in Islamabad. However, Iran's Foreign Ministry says no direct talks are planned and that messages will be conveyed through Pakistani mediators. Here's the White House Press Secretary, Caroline Levitt.
We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting. The Vice President, the Secretary of State, will be waiting here in the United States for updates, and the Vice President, I understand, is on standby and will be willing to dispatch to Pakistan if we feel it's a necessary use of his time.
The latest negotiations follow Mr. Trump's decision to extend the current ceasefire indefinitely at Pakistan's request so that Tehran could come up with what was described as a unified proposal. Our State Department